made an interesting shoe. Interesting shoe. Shoe. Like, shoe.
You know, I put my boot right
there. I saw you do it.
This is interband talk, sorry. I have another acoustic guitar, or I had another acoustic guitar. I don't have it anymore. And we were playing a show called Austin City Limits. It's in Texas. You know how Texas is. Everything in Texas is from Texas. And we were there, and they were like, this is the worst it's ever been. But it's a TV show, so... And I wasn't participating in getting fucked up at all, you know? In fact, I'd had a Philly cheesesteak and a cup of coffee, which might have been the problem. Oh, this is what's left of it. And no, but I knew it was a TV show, you know? But I guess that everybody that plays it, they play it like... Because I played it once before when I was in Whiskey Town. And you know, not to be... I just didn't want to be disingenuous. I just know what happens. They cut it up and it becomes a TV show. And so in the middle of songs, I was like, I'm not going to pretend. Like it's a gig. They actually tell you on the show, they go, take your time, tune in between songs, it'll be better for the show, don't worry. So I did just that. Of course, you know, everybody that plays music either got an unusually large penis or a really small one and they're trying to overcompensate. And so they'll go, we're gonna play it like a gig, man. We're gonna play it straight through, no mistakes. And ultimately, that's why Austin City Limits is one of the best shows you can see on TV, is because you get to watch some of your favorite artists be completely and utterly out of tune. You know, doing their thing, and I just didn't want to do it that day. So, anyway, this is a long story short. But I got these nice guitars and the acoustic guitars, and one of them just would never stay in tune. But goddamn, I liked the way that it looked. It's like dating somebody. You like the way they look, but they yell at you all the time. The fucking can be good, but you know, when you gotta eat breakfast with somebody, if the paper's up and the other paper's up, it's not gonna work. So I just had it with this guitar, and I decided that at some point, that either gravity or my boot would end it, and it did. And I guess somebody said that they pretty much said like that we ruined it. Ruined the whole Austin City Limits thing. You know, you see people go, and it seems so. I'm so excited to be on Austin City Limits. It's great. We're not taking any breaks tonight. Like, it's like a live gig. And I was just like, you know, I need to powder my face and get all correct. And, you know, my hair has to be perfect. And, you know, I want things to be perfect. I'm a perfectionist. I really am.
Well, you know, after Ryan broke that guitar.
I like to be professional. I like to be on time. Should be just like it's supposed to be.
After Ryan broke that guitar, I was out in the audience and I saw the guy, because Ryan handed the guitar to the guy, and I was watching.
That's the guy that I said, I was like, give me $20 and you can have it right fucking now.
Right,
he goes, I only have five.
So I saw the guy, I saw the guy later and he's holding the guitar and it's completely in, you know, shattered in pieces. And he saw me and he said, hey man, that was a really good gig. And do you think this guitar can be repaired? I said, look, man.
As Neil is holding
a piece of the I said, I don't think so, man.
You know, the irony is that guy came to this, ultimately ended up at this weird Zydeco bar later that we were at and sold me a bag of weed. Holding the guitar. It was Texas weed, though.
But that guy knocked over like two chicks to get that guitar song. He just came straight to hell. I saw that.
Future label president.
But see, that just tells you just about, I think that's a reflection of the economy, about how bad people need firewood, because it was a piece of shit, and it did not work, and fuck it.
Oil prices are going up.
I'm really glad that we had this nice talk.
What should we do with this?
Second fret. so long.
Yeah.